At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
Comeback Stories is a production of Inflection Network and iHeartRadio.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Comeback Stories. I'm your co-host, Darren Waller, joined by my brother, my friend, Mr. Donnie Starkins. Donnie, how we doing today, bro?
Doing great. Excited for this one. Hyped up.
Oh yeah, this is a big time guest. If you don't know who this man is, you are in for a treat and for a pleasure. A man who I see as one of the top motivational speakers of this generation, author, a coach, a husband, father. I mean, a man that can't be put in one box. And we're just honored to have his time, have his voice, and to feel his impact on the show today. We got Mr. William King Hollis in the building, man. King, how you doing?
Doing, Darren, man, and Donnie, man. It's like I told you guys, it's been a dream of mine to come on this podcast and to have a great conversation with you guys. You guys do a lot, which I, you know, on mental health specifically, that really touches my heart. I've been there multiple times in my life, and it's just always a blessing to see individuals that preach coming back from some of the darkest hours of our life, man. So, like I said, it's my honor to be on here today.
Absolutely, man. This is something that all three of us not only can relate to, but we embody and we've lived the triumphs and the pain of it. And we know it starts very early on, at least in our lives. And we'd like to know, man, can you paint a picture for what growing up was like for you?
Yeah, man. It was like a lot of inner city kids. When I grew up in a city called Pontiac, Michigan, my mother, like I said, my grandmother moved from Monroe, Louisiana, and basically started running numbers. She had 12 children, started to cook crack cocaine, and taught all 12 of those children how to do the same, including my mother. So I was in a house that basically was like a gladiator school for teaching people how to cook crack and sell crack. But one thing about it with me, King, I always noticed that, you know, our life wasn't normal. So, you know, but as you stay in it long enough, it'll begin to get normal to you, and you adopt some of those same traits, some of those same anger issues, some of those same addictions. And I'm just blessed that God gave me the strength to always see more than my circumstances. My mother ended up moving out at 14 years old, started selling drugs in her own place. She had me at 16 years old, had my sister at 15, and she was molested as a child. So she eventually never healed from that. So she eventually started to use heroin. You know, the crazy thing about it is I never could notice until I became an older young man. She did a great job of covering it up, and you know, it just showed her strength. To just keep fighting, and that's why I got a heart for you know, the woman in general, because as I go around the country speaking, I meet a lot of young women, man, that's been molested and never got the help, never got the therapy, and they turn into something that they're really not. But to get back to my story, Kay, yeah, it was absolutely chaos that I was living in. But I always, I used to say when I was a young kid, man, I used to walk outside in the projects and I used to always look up to the sky, man. I never looked down. I always looked to the sky because I never liked the picture that was on the ground, the streets, the gangsters, the drug addicts, just the chaos that was going on. And I always seen that sky, man. And I always realized that the world is so big, man. And I can change my life if I give it everything I got for my life. And I understood that at a very young age, man. I always knew that the life that I was living was not normal. And I would never accept that for my family, my wife, my son, my children. I just always wanted more. My father got incarcerated. His first time, he had to do 6 years. When I was about 7 to 8 years old, missed him for a long time. And then he got another 3 years after that. And it spiraled into a year of a crime. Then I ended up having to move back and forth, bouncing, you know, a minute for a foster home and then bouncing into my grandmother's house where they finally took us in. To be honest with you, man, I went through a lot of tearing down, you know, a lot of jokes from cousins, you know, your mom's a crackhead, your father's in jail. You're going to be just like your father. And, man, I tell everybody, man, I give God all the glory for the man that I am and who I am, because through all the pain, through all the things that was supposed to make me angry, God always kept love in my heart. And that's the only thing that I want to exude. I realized that, you know, the richest man in the world is not really the man that has millions of dollars in the bank account, man. It's the man that comes home to a family, sits at a dinner table with his children, teaches his son how to go further, which is basically the real definition of father. And that's what I wake up every single day to do, man.
I want to hop in and ask you, like, through all these peaks and valleys, through not only your personal life, through physically, through football, mentally, with your family, your situation, and football. Like, I'm seeing all these things. Like, was there ever a moment in all of this where you realized that you had a gift for speaking, or was this like after your football career ended?
It was after the football career. So basically, King, I ended up cracking my L1 vertebrae down in when I got to Rome, Georgia. I ended up playing one game. Then I had a mini stroke. I had to play in the game because if you didn't play, they put you out the house. So I played the worst game of my life, got cut. The mother of my child called me and was like, "Will, are you okay?" And I said, I'm doing the best. At this point, we not together no more. The distance, it broke everything up. And, you know, I said, no, I need a ticket to Trenton, New Jersey. So it's getting closer to how the speaking started. I go to Trenton, New Jersey. I got a one-way bus ticket. About $20 to my name. I got nothing all the way down. The flight was from Rome, Georgia, all the way to Trenton, New Jersey. It's Trenton Freedom was the team owned by these millionaires that specialize in solar panel and all that stuff. But they brought me in. I had a tryout. I made the team. Next day I was in a hotel and they had all the restaurants. I mean, I felt like I was rich. It wasn't even about the money. It was like I'm eating square meals. So when I get there, I dominate, break the single game sack record on Mother's Day. And after that game, I see some of the CFL scouts. So I'm thinking I'm getting ready to go to the CFL, get my opportunity to go over there. And boom, at the end of the season, I don't get the call from the scouts. I go to a workout with one of the Toronto Argonaut scouts. And he basically said, the coach at Trenton Freedom said that you had mental health issues. He used my past story to tell him that he's not mentally ready to go because he wanted to secure a bigger contract for him to move up to a higher level in the Arena League. So he used me as a pawn. I found that out, cussed his ass out, and once again, I'm back homeless. So I go to Dover, Delaware with a teammate after the season. And, you know, I'm bouncing house to house. And then the coach that I broke the single game sack record, Bernie Noritowski, he actually was on Facebook getting a blood infusion. And he saw my post on Facebook like, man, life is so tiring. I said, I don't think I ever play ball again. And he was like, I got a team for you, Harrisburg Stampede, Marcus Coastal team down here in Hershey, PA. He brings me down to Hershey, PA. I'm in the gym doing a workout. My whole right side go out on me. I go to the doctor. They say, Will, you got an L1 vertebrae crack. You basically can't play football no more. I never tell a coach. This is where God come in. He comes in, and now you're getting closer to the speaker. He comes in, and the coach calls me one day and be like, Will, Marcus Coastal is folding the team. He's canceling up the season. He no longer wants to invest in the team. He's going to shut the team down. So if I would have went in that season, man, I probably wouldn't even be talking to him. I'd probably been a paraplegic or something. And I told coach about my injury. He moved me into his apartment. I mean, not his apartment, his house with his wife and his three kids. I'm the only black guy down in a Redding, PA in his neighborhood. I'm basically staying in the basement until he say, hey, Will, you want to coach the D-line with this arena team I got down here in Redding? I said, for sure. I was like, that'll be an honor. And that's when I learned the power of coaching. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing to watch people, you know, do what you teach. So one day I was speaking to the players on the sideline, and I was moving out of Coach Noritowski's basement, just didn't want to be a burden to the family or any of that anymore. So I go into the hotel rooms with the players. Sometimes a player leave with a lady or a woman or anything like that. And one particular day, I had to sleep on side of the Turkey Hill gas station. I'm sleeping on side. I'm chilling, basically relaxing. I can call it relaxing. I'm sitting on side of the Turkey Hill gas station, and it's early in the morning. I get up. And the teacher that saw me talking to the Kings at the game said, basically, I would love for you to come speak to my young men the way you spoke to those young men. And I said, why not? You know, I got you. I could be there. The school was right down the road. So I got up at probably around 12:30 and went down there to the school. I spoke to five young men. Within 5 minutes, they was in tears. At this point, it was the first time talking about my story. And it broke me down, and people would be surprised by telling your story. Just speaking your story out loud, it'll overwhelm, it'll make you emotional. And I was walking back to the hotel. I had a 4-5 in my bag. I was about to go in the Abraham Lincoln Hotel and commit suicide in the bathroom. About 5 steps before I got to the hotel, I got a call from Miss Robinson, Cheryl Robinson. Shout out to Cheryl Robinson. And she said, Will, how much you charge to speak? I knew nothing about speaking. I said $75, $100 or something like that. So basically, I went to the hotel and I went to the computer room. I typed in motivational speaker. No, nothing about it. Les Brown popped up. Man, this man, I seen him speaking in the Georgia Dome. I saw he talked about his pain and kept a smile on his face. I just like we used to watch when we was little, watch football videos. I studied his whole mannerism, but I just was myself and just took pieces of what he had. And use my story. And I went into the assembly a week later. I got my $100. First time being paid. Got a standing ovation, King. Every 500 students, every single student came down and shook my hand, crying tears. And that was the moment I realized that this was my gift the whole time. And you fast forward, 10 years later, over 1.3 billion views on YouTube now, platinum spoken word albums, history, the first speaker to speak during Milan Fashion Week for Philip Plyne, Paris Hilton, Super Bowl commercial this year, featured in the Super Bowl commercial last year, just did an Under Armour commercial with Stephen Curry, and King also received the Ambassador Peace Award in Kingston, Jamaica, spoken in Australia, and it all started by me telling my story in that high school. So when I tell people, I realize this. I realize that God, this whole time, the love that I had for my mother, it never really was my job to save her. You know, it's none of our job to save anyone. That's God's job. All our job is to basically give our message and give our truth and help as many people as we can. But the person that can only truly get it done is God. And, he turned a kid from the projects into one of they say one of the greatest young speakers of this generation. And one thing about my story than a lot of speakers, you know, that separates me from a lot of speakers is that when I speak, it's not that you hear me, they feel me. You know what I mean? And I just thank God for giving me this gift. I'm sitting in a home, man. I got a home. I got a family. I got a wife. And the best thing he's ever done for me is make me rich on the inside before he made me rich on the outside. And that's why I'm humble. That's why I look at myself as a grain of salt on the ground so I can never look down upon people. And I believe when you truly work for God, your promotions become everlasting.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
And now I'm an author. My book was, I'm a self-published author. It was put in Walmart, Barnes & Nobles, Amazon Prime. It's a bestseller. And man, all I can say is I can never, it wasn't me. My story and my sacrifice was for all the time right now we're living in, where kids are lost, women don't love themselves, young men don't know who they are. They don't know how to control their emotions. And I'm so grateful that I'm a speaker that can walk into any room. And I don't care if you got murderers or killers or drug dealers, they feel me. And I believe God gave me my gift to motivate the individuals that thought motivation wasn't even real. And that's the blessing that I have. And I tell everybody, when I was telling my speeches, when I was saying my speeches, I was talking to myself, King. And the world simply was listening. And that's the only, that's what I tell everybody, that I was talking to myself. I had to speak self life into myself to be the man that I am today. And that's why I got a passion of spreading this message all over the world. I got a passion of helping with mental health, because I know my story is not a story that I'm just talking to you. I lived this. You know, this past Christmas Day, my father was released from prison after doing 8 years. First time seeing me as a motivational speaker, I flew into Michigan, got to see him, got an Airbnb. You know, he first got out of prison, they just want to eat all the new foods, introduce him to DoorDash. I'm feeding them. And the first time in my life, I saw my father as an old man. He was falling asleep. He always been this big Superman guy to me. And I flew back home to Atlanta. And 11 days after my son was born, he was murdered and left for dead in Detroit this past Christmas. So I lost my father, bro. I lost my mother. all that pain that I had that'll break a lot of men and women. I believe that, you know, God just brought it full circle that, you know, he sacrificed himself for us. And they say we live in the image and likeness of God. And a man's job on this earth, to me, is to sacrifice his life and sacrifice himself for the betterment of his family and the betterment of them young kings that's coming up from behind him. So it wasn't for me to go out and try to be this big celebrity. I just wanted to be a man that could just say, I sacrificed, God. I sacrificed everything to help your people and to keep love and God in people's heart. So that's my life, King. And that's I give all glory to the Most High, man. All praise to the Most High for everything I got and even being able to be on this podcast with you guys, man. It's been a hell of a journey, man, but the pain was worth it.
Well, it's cool. It's cool to hear you say that it's been a dream for you to be on our podcast, because I look at you as a speaker, and I know Darren and I have talked about doing more of this speaking. Darren's not going to play football forever. So it's just cool for us to hear you say that it's a dream to be on our podcast when we see you just crushing it, you know, on the biggest stage and facing what for many people is their biggest fear, is talking in front of a group. But not only talking in front of a group, but being able to deliver in a way that people can relate. And I think that's what I'm hearing in everything you're saying. And that's why I relate, because I can feel you. And it's exactly why every piece of motivation that you give people, you're just talking to yourself, which is why it's so relatable. I have a question for you regarding, because I've heard you talk about how being broke is a mindset. It's not the lack of funds, it's the lack of belief. But what do you think right now, like in the world, what do you see as like the root cause or the commonality of people's broken down belief systems?
I believe right now in the world, they killed every example that can teach us. If you watch the world, man, all the great leaders that was trying to educate and teach us and put us in the right mindset, some way, somehow, something happens to them. And now you have a generation of lost souls that now they believe that they believe fame and being in the light is more important than family. The woman believes that being a model is more important than being a mother. And, you know, if you have a generation of children that doesn't love themselves, that doesn't value their lives, that doesn't know where they started or where they come from, you'll have a lost generation of people. And one thing I tell people, money is not the greatest thing you can have. Purpose is the greatest thing that you can have. So there's so many individuals in the world right now that's walking around with no purpose. They have no purpose for life, man. And I tell everybody, once you find your purpose, it can heal all the pain of your life. Because what happens is individuals are going the wrong direction their whole life, King. And this is when the mental health thing pops up. They're going the wrong direction their whole life. And when they realize that when they finally realize they've been going the wrong way their whole life, what do you have to do in a GPS? You got to set your current destination to get to your final destination. And when people jump off the ledge and commit suicide, it's because of the simple fact that they do not have the strength to go all the way back to the beginning and do it the right way. And that's the problem in the world. We got to first identify with what's hurting us. You got a hurt world, King. Kings and queens like myself that buried their mothers. Young women that was molested and taken advantage of, but never got the help they needed. You got a broken society where young kids are raising kids. Our grandmothers are children now. They're not the old elderly women. And then you got men that walk around dressed as boys. You know, back in the day, when you watch a man walk around, you would see a man in his suit. You would see a man in his shoes. You would see him. You can see a man. But now, you got the older man competing with the younger man. The older man looks like a boy. It's a scene of Boardwalk Empire that changed my life. And it was Al Capone talking to this Jewish man. So Al Capone kept asking the Jewish man, why do you keep calling me a boy? Al Capone's job was to show the Jewish man around the city. So he said, why do you keep calling me a boy? And they say this is a true story. Why do you keep calling me a boy? And the Jewish man said, as long as you wear the hat of a boy, you will always be perceived as a boy, no matter if you like it or not. And they said Al Capone never put on a hat, a boy's hat, anymore. He never wore regular slacks anymore when this man told him that, because he realized that in the world, the way you are perceived is the way you are treated. And it's not right that people treat you that way. But one thing about this generation, if a boy never sees a man, how can he ever become one? So now you got the rappers, you got the little boosters, you got all these other people, all these rappers that's old enough to be my father, behaving like a child. So if a child sees a man behaving as a child, he's always going to be a child. He's going to believe being a child is a man. And then he gets into a marriage and don't know how to control his emotions. Something I speak on often. If you never learn how to control your emotions, you can never truly be a man. You will always be a boy. And goes back to what I told you was, somebody, one of these boys, these little kids, they was hurt. One of these little girls, they was hurt. And when they were hurt, they stayed that age. They might have turned 28 this year. But when that little girl was hurt when she was 12 years old, she's still 12 years old. That little boy that waited at the door for his father to come home, but he never came, he's still a hurt little boy, but just dressed in a man uniform. So what I feel the world is lacking right now is therapists, therapy, being able to talk about their pains and being able to share their pains without being talked about or taken advantage of, a safe place for them to express themselves. That's why I wrote this book. For one day, I want to get it into the schools, man. I want to create a curriculum where kids get up and tell their stories in front of their brothers, the Hispanic brothers, the Asian brothers, the white brothers, so they can see our story is not too different. Our pain is the same, and that's going to build the love. And then what you're going to get kids doing is, just like me telling my story saved my life, it's going to save theirs. Then the counselors can sit in the room and identify the red flags just hurting these children. The things that they don't have to ask some questions for, they can just ask the question. And then you get children writing books about their lives. You know? Then you say, no, King, you're not just a project baby. You're an author. Your story matters. And that's what it's all about with me, man. This is my life, man, is to inspire billions of individuals, man. And I've done this without management. I got in the Super Bowl. God has been my manager, man. I don't have a team. I don't have a social media team. You know how I get my content? People from all over the world top it up, and I take it off their page and post it. That's how I built my brand. Everything you see is organic. That's why I was able to go over a million plus views on all my videos. My first speech, my football speech, if you go to YouTube and write best football speech ever, the number one speech, I was homeless in Huntsville, Alabama, King. Homeless. I was homeless. When I was over 3 million views on YouTube, I was still homeless. That's what I learned. I had to realize, like, God didn't give you this job to become a star and rich. He gave you this job, Will, to save lives. So I took my last $120 and went to Columbia High School. A coach asked me to speak. I gave a videographer $120. I gave him $100 actually because I kept 20. I just got a lemon, a Taurus, an all-black Taurus. And I needed gas because I was leaving. I just got evicted from my apartment. I go in there. I drop the speech, the football speech, King. I leave, drive down to Atlanta, sleeping in the AMC Theater in Camp Creek in Georgia. I'm sleeping in the parking lot. The next morning I wake up and the videographer called me and said, I posted a clip last night of the speech and it's going viral on Twitter. It went viral on Twitter and now it's the number one football speech in the world. That's why I tell everybody, there's nobody that can take this away from me because God gave it to me. And I tell people all the time, and to bring it full circle, The man that reached out to me and called my phone, the legendary Les Brown. When I was homeless, sitting in Kemp Creek, Les Brown was in the hospital getting a blood transfusion, defeating cancer. He listened to one of my speeches called The Journey, and it starts off with, I didn't come this far to only come this far. That's the same quote Drake and Kim Kardashian using, by the way. That's the quote she heard on the internet. When he heard that, it inspired him to keep going. He flew down to Atlanta, and the man that I turned on the computer the first day I ever spoke, this is God, man, met me in Atlanta. We met at the grocery store first. Got a little, he loves watermelon. Crazy. We went and got some fruit from the grocery, the Whole Foods store. Then we went to a house and where he did an interview with me and passed the torch, which is he also actually, let me grab something for you guys. He actually just wrote the foreword. He wrote the foreword to this book. Let me show you guys. Legendary Les Brown. I'm sorry, guys, getting in. So that's who wrote the foreword to my book. See that?
Legendary.
So, wow. When I say God built my career, he built my life, he created the entity William King Hollis, whatever they want to call me. But I tell everybody, if you want to win in life, don't ever think a man can change your life more than God can. Because when I had no food, he gave me meals. When I had no underwear, he gave me clothes. He never gave me what I wanted, but he gave me what I needed. And if you work long enough, how they say that cup will run it over, it'll run it over for the rest of your life if you give your life to him and you serve and you work for him daily. And that's the reason why the kid that couldn't read till he was 16 years old is a best-selling author and one of the best young speakers in the world. And I believe my story haven't even hit the iceberg of what I would do and how many people I will inspire leading up to this next generation. And I believe that I was created for this very moment in the world. And my time is now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
No doubt, man. I mean, you're embodying everything that a comeback story is. And, you know, I believe God is ultimately the author of all of our comeback stories, you know, like the timing of it, we don't know. The exact circumstances of it, we don't know. The amount of pain we have to endure, we don't know. But ultimately, if we endure, ultimately, if we push and have faith that it can get better, it will get better, it will. But the people, in order for them to believe that, they need new examples. I feel like there's so much truth in what you said about the examples that we have, the leaders that we have. They're not the same quality. You know what I'm saying? And that's where us three come in, having this platform and being able to utilize this platform to give people new examples and to have men that are successful and real and authentic, that have pain, that have tough experiences, and that develop real lessons from that. And that there's so much more substance in the riches and the fame, but just real character growth, character development, man. It's you really are that, and you are, and you know, your story isn't over. You've come back from many things, but you're still coming back, you're coming back to bring people with you, man. And so I just want to honor you and say that we appreciate you, brother.
Man, thank you, Darren. Man, it's truly an honor, man. Once again, Donnie, thank you again, big guy. You guys are amazing, man. And thank you guys for creating this podcast. You know, for so many people, man. Donnie, I want to get with you one day. I want to create a podcast myself, man. It's a lot of things I need to learn on that, in that podcast world. I think I could create. I go viral on mostly everybody podcast, man. I'm tired of going viral on other people's podcasts, not my own. But, you know, I see a podcast as a beacon of light to inspire and help a lot of people, man. And hopefully we all can collab on that stage one day, man, and do something magnificent. I actually have an idea, man, and it's called healing. It was called Healing with William King Hollis, and it's basically where you get a whole bunch of group of men. You got a breakout session with women, and what I want to do is I want to give them a speech on mental health, but I also want to open the room for every man to share their traumas together. I want to cry tears together. I want to let that pain out together. I want to heal together inside a room. And I believe you guys would be great to be a part of that and really help a lot of people. Darren, a lot of people look up and admire you for your game. But I tell everybody for a long time, that brother is a huge advocate for mental health and way more than a football player. So I just want to thank you, King, for being the stand-up individual that you are, man, and being the leader that you are. And Donnie, thank you, brother, for always staying consistent, always supporting. I seen your likes. I seen your shares. And it means a lot coming from a brother like yourself, man. So once again, brothers, I am extremely honored to have the opportunity to be on this podcast today.
Yeah, thank you, Will. I feel like we heard your story, and there's so much adversity and just in the football and how much rejection and hurdles you had to face, but also your life. So we'll have to, so many just one-liners and quotes and a lot of fire that we didn't get to. So we'll probably have to get you back for round two. Absolutely. But maybe you can take us out and just let us understand, the listener out there that just can't understand why this pain, how it possibly could be necessary. Can you just take us out and tell us why pain is necessary?
I believe pain is necessary because pain is the only thing that can strengthen you. You know, I was watching this show on the Discovery Channel. I think it was the Discovery Channel, but it was the jiu-jitsu coach. And he practiced this thing on his fighters where he hits them in the same place over and over and over again. And the fighter will start to say that this is painful. But the coach will say, what if I told you could take more pain? But as he continued to hit him in that same spot, the pain that he thought was pain no longer was pain. And what I tell everybody is pain is the thing that separates those guys that gets the opportunity and fails, and that other person gets the opportunity and succeeds by any means necessary. As a man, and I don't want to speak for women, I just know right now, for a man, you can't be a king without pain. If you go back and you do your research, every great king that ever became a king had to take a loss. He had to lay down and bleed a while. He had to lay down and bleed a while for him to become who he was born to be. So what I tell everybody, The pain is the portal to the purpose. And once you get through the pain and you get to that purpose, it won't be a human being on this earth that will be able to stop you from accomplishing anything you want. If you want to turn that Volvo into a Ferrari, you can do it. If you want to turn that apartment into a mansion, you can do it. And if that family tree is rotten, you let it go and you replant another one. You water it different. You take care of it different. And you love on it different. But pain, my friends, is the portal to greatness. Can't get there without it. God got to test you.
Amen to that, man.
Yes, sir.
On that note, that's a mic drop, man. We appreciate y'all checking us out. Appreciate you, King, for being here with us, man. We hope you guys are able to take something from this into your own journey. I know I have. I know Donnie has as well. So appreciate you guys joining in.
Comeback Stories is a production of Inflection Network and iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.